Yes, I am here, Mark. And a fond, loving welcome to all of you who are gathered around your telephones and your computers to receive these messages. Now, I am Mark's energy personality, but I am also the personal guide to countless souls experiencing life in physical reality on your planet and in other environments in multidimensional reality. I've been providing this service forever, in your terms, since the beginning of recorded history, and so as I have stated before in these lectures and in our manuscripts, no one truly owns me, just as none of you in this audience own, in quotes, your guides. This is a delicate matter. You cannot demand that your guides enter your mental environment and maintain contact and communications with you, as we say. It is a subtle endeavor of inquiry. You first must establish a relaxed state in your physical body. Then it is a simple matter of asking yourself, for this energy personality, this light body, this non-physical being, to come forward. Now, when this occurs, for this will inevitably occur for you, if it has not already, you will have that sense of recognition. For this is merely a reunion. This is not the first time you have met and communicated with this being, these beings. They have guided you throughout your physical journeys on Earth and throughout your non-physical existences and the time in between lives, your home dimension, in the dream state. So this is merely a reunion for you. Now, Mark and I have been discussing the successes of our students, those of you who have made contact with your guides. This may be an elementary discussion for you, for you have gone on to seek contact with the Seth entity, and you have succeeded. Some of you are wondering, is this really Seth? My answer is, if it looks like Seth, and it sounds like him, and I am telling you now that it is the Seth entity that you are contacting and receiving communications from, in all probability, it is Seth. And so, the drama can fall away, and you may receive these communications. And so you Some of you have achieved reunions with several non-physical beings, guides, one of which, or maybe more, may be Seth entity counterparts. And so you are, for all intents and purposes, a member of the Seth entity human counterparts. Now these counterparts include personalities from your perceived past. Your present and, most importantly, your future. Some of these personalities, these guides, are visiting you from future time frames, what you think of as future time frames in linear time. And they are, as I am with Mark, updating you on the nature of reality, how life really works. They are bringing you another saying we'd like to use, up to speed, as far as the evolution of your consciousness is concerned, so that you may experience your multi-dimensional reality. It's easy for you, again, this is a suggestion for you, to identify these visitors from the future. Some of them may be members of a group we refer to as the Intergalactic Brotherhood of Light in our second book. Very loving beings. They are within your mental environment to serve as guides to teach you how to experience your ongoing existence as a wholly loving endeavor. Now, these beings speak a language we call Sumari. It is a language of love. And Mark is experiencing this as we speak. He's experiencing a very benevolent, loving feeling in his emotional body. It's a hologram I'm sending to him, just as I will now send to those of you who are listening. Now, this hologram will be easily recognized, for it is, Mark is searching for the word. Mark is going to come up with another another word. Driven. This word will have to do. By love. We also use the word empowered. Powered by love. So it's very easily noticed within your mental sphere. You may experience feelings of infatuation for these messages, communiques, are sent through your own personal guides, some of which you may be unaware currently. So this is the way these messages are sent to you through this network of light bodies. Some of you are experiencing it now. The majority of you are experiencing this now. It's a feeling of infatuation. Now this is what it feels like. To experience life as a lover. All sensory data that you receive, whether positive, negative, or in between, is interpreted through your intention to create a mental construct that can be described as love with a capital L. Now the lesson here is to remember this state of consciousness. If you are not experiencing this currently, you will experience it just as you are going to sleep, or you experience it during the dream state and you remember it when you awake. It may come to you during the day. Now, what is it about those of you who may be having, Mark wants to say difficulties. We'll use difficulties until we can think of a better word, with transforming perceived negativity into loving idea constructs. Religious conditioning is an obstacle for you. Now, I believe we should leave these types of discussions to you individually, for you to address with those of you in your spiritual network, and for those of you who are communicating with your energy personalities and other guides, to those discussions, mental discussions, as it were. Now, the next topic I'd like to discuss for just a few moments is the turnabout, the turnaround, the transformation that's occurring in the West with regards to citizens of the U.S. in particular, taking back your power, taking back the power to govern yourself, taking back the power to create realities, taking back the responsibility for creating realities in all the spheres of human development, including the political sphere. This is occurring as we speak. It's very obvious to you now. Perhaps not quite so obvious many, many months ago when we first discussed this, Mark and I, and then published it in our books and spoke about it in our lectures. This turnabout will intensify, but it will be met with resistance, obviously. There is a literal, Mark is looking for the word, play of consciousness in consensus reality. Now I use the word play. For that is what it is indeed. Though these energies threaten to destroy life on Earth. Still, it is a play of consciousness. All that is seeks to know itself. Through this play of consciousness on a grand scale. You have free will as a species. Currently, you are attempting to use your will and your intention to improve conditions within your local, regional environments. As this occurs, and as your election nears in the U.S., because you are an influence on the consensus world reality on all levels. The consensus world reality will reflect this quickening, this turnabout, this transformation, this taking back of power. This is just the way it is for you. You are making it currently. Now, as we have stated many times, most of this is occurring in the dream state. So that as you awaken, some of you may remember the lessons you are learning while you are, in quotes, unconscious. Obviously, this is not unconsciousness. It is simply another form of conscious creation. Many of you, many more of you, are awakening with newfound hope. This is not an accident. In the dream state, you are witnessing a future consensus reality. In which all of your social institutions are recreated with light. Indeed, a turnabout. And it's up to you, as I stated in a lecture several weeks ago, and Mark is having another difficulty with his words, energize the probable reality that acts as a template for this new world it's up to you. To, shall we say, remember what is occurring within your mental environment as you sleep. And also as you are in your waking state, for you do maintain contact with the non-physical environments and the beings who inhabit this realm in your waking reality. So I encourage you to watch for excursions into this non-physical reality as you are awake, and to remember what you experience there. The amnesia is lifting. The veil is lifting. It's another metaphor we enjoy. And I sense that it is time for us to discontinue this conversation. And I bid you good afternoon.